My name is Dr. Paul Robert, and I live in Bangkok, Thailand. I've known Dennis for a number of years because of my interest in old-time radio and old-time TV. I had purchased some products from him in the past. When I found out that he was dealing with a new product called Xtreme, I was a little bit dubious because there's a lot of Android boxes out there on the marketplace. In fact, in Thailand, we make a lot of them. But then I decided to help support Dennis with his activities, and I had him ship one to a resort that I was staying in Orlando, Florida. I was a little bit skeptical until I plugged it in, and then all of a sudden I found that there were movies on there that I didn't even know existed that hadn't made it to Thailand before. Specifically Star Trek Renegade. My daughter wanted to see Minions that was out recently. A lot of movies that are 2015 version. A lot of old TV serials that I had missed seeing being in Thailand. I'm extremely satisfied and excited about this product, and I recommend it to anyone. In fact, I'm going to go back to Thailand and I'm going to show others this particular box, because if they can see the things that I've seen sitting in Thailand, it's going to be a marketable product. So if you're interested in having a unique device to put on your TV set that you can plug your own hard drive into it, as long as it has video files, you're going to have a very exciting time with this product. I highly recommend it. And again, this is an unsolicited testimonial. I have nothing to do with this product or any remuneration for these comments.
Thank you, Paul, for that wonderful testimony of a product that I think everyone is going to really like. Xtreme Platinum is the premier streaming device. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com today and place your order. Oldtimeradiodvd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Cattle Train. To a great extent, the Empire of the West grew out of the cattle business, and in turn, the early Western railroads prospered, for untold thousands of longhorns were shipped east by rail. Occasionally, there were more cattle to be shipped than there were cars available, which led to argument and sometimes bitter fighting. As our story opens, Barney Rankin, Cattle King, his flint-faced killer, Mose Dillon, and some of Barney's cowboys are riding towards the loading pen.
So the railroad's given John Sawyer a cattle car on my train, huh?
That's what I hear, Barney.
We'll see about that. Sawyer's business don't amount to peanuts. He ain't got 100 head of cattle all sold.
If I was you, I'd put him out of business, boss.
That's just what I'm gonna do, Mose. Look, there's Sawyer now, him and that hand of his, herding them few cattle toward the pen.
Ain't you going to put up a kick for the railroad, Barney?
Sure I am. Later.
Now, what do you mean, later?
Right now, I'm going to point out to Sawyer that I won't stand for no competition in this here valley. All right, come on, boys. Let's get over there. Yeah.
Say the word, boss, and I'll gun them both down for you.
No, not yet. What I want you and the boys to do, first of all, is beat them up within an inch of their lives. Get down off that horse, Sawyer. You too, Beale.
What for?
Because I want to talk to you.
All right, Rankin. Get down, Ed.
Guess we better do the same, boys.
Whatever you got to say, Rankin, make it short. Ed and I got work to do before that train gets in.
I'll make it short. Your cattle ain't going on that train.
Who says so?
I say so.
I don't reckon you own the railroad, Rankin. I got my rental receipt from the road, and I aim to use the car.
Better change your mind.
Change my mind? Nothing.
All right, boys, go after him.
Yeah, get him, boss.
Beat him up. Give it to him.
You coyote Rankin.
That's the stuff, Mose. Gun whip him.
Get the other one.
There. That'll fix him. Leave him right there. They won't be in no shape to load them cattle. Now let's get out of here till train time.
Mr. Carlos Condley, Cisco?
Well, this is part of it, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
And I believe our friend, Senor John Sawyer, decided to settle here and raise some cattle.
We not see Senor Sawyer for a long time, Cisco.
No, it has been a long time, amigo. Uh-huh. But I will never forget how he took care of me when I caught pneumonia over in Adobe City.
Cisco not catch pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Cisco not catch the pneumonia. Pneumonia catch Cisco.
Well, have it your own way, Pancho.
You do, you do.
In any event, I owe Senor Sawyer a debt of gratitude.
We stop to see Senor Sawyer, Cisco?
We will just about have time, amigo. The marshal to the south wants us to help him capture some bandidos in the hills.
Uh-huh.
But we will take the time to pay our respects to Senor Sawyer.
There's the railroad, Cisco.
Yeah, there are cattle in the loading pens. Perhaps some of those cattle belong to Senor Sawyer. Hey, Pancho, look.
Look what? Look what? Where?
Two
where?
Men are just getting up off the ground.
Huh?
They've been hurt. Up there, come on.
Go, look, go now. Go, look, go.
They are barely able to stand up. One of them has fallen down again.
You look to Pancho like Senor Sawyer, Cisco.
That is just who it is, Chico. Hold up. Oh,
look, ho, ho. Cisco, the other hombre draw the gun.
You two are more Rankin's men.
We do not know this Rankin, senor. We are friends of Senor Sawyer.
It's all right, Ed. This Cisco kid, Pancho. That scoundrel, Barney Rankin.
He jumped us and beat us up.
We had better get you home, Senor Sawyer. You need at least a full day's rest.
But I gotta load some cattle, Cisco.
Perhaps Pancho and I can help you, senor. You are in no condition to work. Come, we will take you home. You can tell us the story on the way.
That train onto the siding, Barney.
Yeah. Well, I don't see no sign of John Sawyer, that hand of his.
After they come to, I guess they decided to keep out of your way.
They'll go on keeping out of my way if they're smart. All right, boys, get busy. Load them cattle up the ramp.
Hey, who are them two hombres riding up with that Beal?
I don't know. They're stopping to talk to the conductor. Come on, Mose. We're going over there.
Which is the car for Senor Sawyer's cattle, Senor Conductor?
It's Velasca. You got Sawyer's papers?
See, right here. You may look at them.
Mm-hmm. Well, good enough, mister. Load them cattle in, and I'll give you a loading receipt. I want to get going. Now, hold the first four car, boys. We're picking up more of Mr. Rankin's cattle over across the mountain in Valley River.
Right.
We're packing up the caboose over there, too.
Well, let us get busy, Senor Ed.
Wait a minute. Only cattle going on this train are my cattle.
Who is this hombre, Senor Ed?
That's Rankin, Cisco.
Pancho not like this Rankin hombre.
Oh, so he is the one who beat up you and Senor Sawyer, eh?
Yeah.
Will you repeat what you just said, hombre?
You heard what I said. Now get out of here.
You not know who you talk to, hombre.
Senor Sawyer's cattle go on this car. Make no mistake about that.
Oh, no, they don't. Not unless you want to tangle with me.
Wasting no time with you either. Stand out of here.
Hey, let me go. By thunder out.
You are what?
You find out, I'll...
See? I'm still waiting, hombre.
How'd you like to look at Cisco's guns, hombre?
I swear that's the fastest draw I ever saw in my life.
Hey, that is Cisco Kid.
Oh, so that's who you are, huh? All right, Cisco. You win for now.
Very well. Then you and this other maverick get out of our way.
Come on, boss.
Senor Ed, Pancho, come on, let's get to work.
He faced you down mighty quick, Mose.
I ain't through with Cisco yet, Barney. But I got an idea.
Yeah, what?
I'll go along on the train over to Valley River. And when we get on the upgrade, me and the boys will uncouple that last car. We'll show Sawyer one way or another.
Pancho, get that last steer up the ramp if you can.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho can. Hey, your cattle. Open the ramp, no? Vamos, pronto. Oh, please. Please, up on the ramp, cattle. Pancho, say please. Still go up in the car.
Well, there you are, Senor Ed. Cattle are all loaded.
Sure, I'm obliged to you, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
Well, we are glad we could help.
Yeah, happy, Senor Ed.
You are going with the cattle?
Yeah, that's right, Cisco.
Someone else should go with you.
Well, John Sawyer can't afford to send along another hand. It's just about breaking even as it is. But don't worry about me, Cisco. I can handle these few head of cattle even when we stop to let them out to graze.
I was not thinking about that, senor.
Don't worry about any of Barney's mavericks jumping me. I got two good guns here, and I know how to use them.
I wish Pancho and I could go with you, but we cannot. We have to ride to the south as soon as possible.
All aboard!
Well, good luck to you, Senor Ed.
Si, good luck.
Let her go, Joe!
Trouble's all over now, Cisco.
Oh, no, Pancho.
No?
I have a feeling it is not all over.
Huh?
You know what I think we had better do?
What? What are you going to do?
I think we had better ride our horses up the mountain trail along the railroad until that train gets over the top of the rise. Come on, Pancho.
Glad you decided to come along, too, Barney.
Yeah, thought I better. I need to supervise the loading of my cattle over in Valley River anyway.
Hey, you think we're far enough upgrade now?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, Mose. Where's the conductor?
He's riding up ahead in the cab. They're picking up the caboose over in Valley River.
All right, then let's get out of this blasted cattle car.
We can go up the ladder and back over the top of the cars.
All right. Let's go.
You go on up the ladder, boss. I'll shut the door and then follow you up. All clear on top?
Yep. Come on up. Kind of hard to keep your footing up on these cars.
Yeah, take it easy. Just be careful you don't fall down between the cars.
All right. We've only got one car to go. Most there now. Most, you know how to uncouple Sawyer's car?
Sure do. I used to work for the railroad a long time ago.
All right. Be careful going down there. Ed Beale's riding that car with the cattle.
He won't see me. This won't take only a minute. She's uncoupled, Barney. Yeah, she'll lose headway in a minute and start down. When she hits that curve at the foot of the grade, she'll leave the track. Guess that'll end your competition, boss.
Cisco, Pancho, see two hombres at the top of the cars.
Si, Pancho, I saw them too. They're making their way to the rear of the train.
Bad business, Cisco, no?
Oh, it could be, Chico. Trail would have to make out around these bluffs so we can no longer see the train. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, look, go now. Why, Cisco, think those hombres walk back?
They might try to uncouple Senor Sawyer's car and let it roll back downgrade, Pancho.
Cisco, fix those hombres.
Now we are coming around the point of the bluff, Pancho.
Huh?
Just a moment, we can see what that... Ah, madre mia, that is just what those bandidos did.
Drink away from the last car, no?
Si, they uncoupled the car. Santos, look down the valley, Pancho.
I just see smoke down in the valley.
That smoke is from the express, Chico.
Express train, no?
It is coming up the grade behind the cattle train.
Huh?
Now look, the cattle car started back down the grade.
See, you fool, on board the car, Chico.
Oh, those bandidos.
What we do, huh?
There's only one thing to do. That is to get on board that car and try to stop it with a handbrake. I will swing myself onto the ladder.
Bad, too bad to swing on the ladder, Cisco.
See, you must not try it, Chico. Now, Diablo, around there. After the car, come on. Senor Ed! Senor Ed!
He has tried to stop the car, Cisco.
Perhaps he cannot get out of the car, Pancho. You may not know what to do. Diablo, come on.
Loco.
I don't know whether I can make it or not. Diablo, faster. Ha! If I can just get my hands on that ladder. See, I'm just going to make it.
It's bad to try it, too, Cisco.
No, stay where you are, Pancho. There. Now, if only the brakes on this car are good, they must be good.
But Cisco has only a few moments to stop the car from crashing into the express. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Cattle Train. When Cisco learned that John Sawyer and Ed Beale had been beaten up by Barney Rankin's gang merely because Barney objected to Sawyer shipping his cattle on the same train with Barney's cattle, Cisco decided on action. He helped load his friend's longhorns into the last car. Then, suspecting skullduggery, followed the train upgrade. When Rankin and his gunman, Mose Dillon, uncoupled Sawyer's car, Cisco, riding Diablo hard, overtook the car and managed to swing aboard the ladder. Now...
Cisco, you get on board?
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, come on board too, Cisco.
No, do not try it, amigo.
Si, Cisco.
That you, Cisco?
Si, Senor Beale.
What in thunder's going on here?
This car has been uncoupled from the train, senor. It's going downgrade.
We're suffering tonight.
I have no time to talk to you. I must get to those brakes.
I'll be right with you. I can get out of here.
Cisco,
first
come up the
track. Si, Pancho. Santo, these brakes must be in working order. They must be.
Smash into us, Cisco. Sure as blazes, she's gonna smash into us.
Not if I can help it, senor. Now, those brakes are taking hold.
Let's say slow down, Cisco.
But I am not sure they've slowed down in time.
They're coming close, Cisco.
I'm doing all I can.
Oh, that's mighty nice work, Cisco. But look, great thunder, look. That express stopped not more than 10 feet away.
That was too close for comfort, Senor Beale. My knees are weak.
Well, I ain't got no knees left.
Hey, what in blue blazes is the idea of that runaway car?
We're coming right down, Senor Conductor.
You better come down here. We better do some fast explaining. Try to wreck my express, huh?
No, Senor Conductor, we did not. But there is a certain coyote named Rankin who did try to. At least he ordered this car uncoupled from the cattle train ahead.
Rankin?
But... Look, I have no time to explain. Senor Beale will tell you the story. But will you do this? Will you couple on this cattle car and push it back up the grade and down into Valley River?
Well, this ain't no cattle train.
But it is an emergency. And I am very well acquainted with the Western traffic manager of your railroad.
Diablo,
will you explain what happened, Senor Beale?
All right, Cisco.
Pancho, bring Diablo, Cisco.
Gracias, Pancho.
Right now.
I want just one thing. To get my hands on those two coyotes who cut that car loose. Pop, Diablo.
Get your hands on two coyotes.
Well, we did it, Mose.
Yeah, we sure did, boss. By now, that car's left the track on the curve, and there's a lot of dead cattle down in the canyon.
Yeah. Chances are Ed Beale's dead, too.
I hope he is.
Serves him right. If that'll show these small cattlemen around here they can't lock horns with Barney Rankin and get away with it.
Yeah. From now on, you'll have things all your own way, boss.
And that's the way I intend it to be. Oh, just one thing, though.
And what's that?
That blasted Cisco kid. He was riding full gallop after that runaway car the last glimpse I had of him.
Yeah, what if he was?
What if he caught up with it and got aboard?
He didn't. That car was picking up speed with every turn of the wheels.
Yeah, but Cisco was getting mighty close to it.
Quit worrying, Barney. That car's wrecked right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Sure.
You know, speaking of cars, I'll be mighty glad to get off this one when we get to Valley River.
Yeah, the railroad ought to have something better than a cattle car for you to ride in, boss.
That's what I think, too. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write to the railroad, and I'm going to tell them that the next time... Hey.
What?
A couple of riders just passed on the other side of this car.
A couple of riders?
Yeah, I just got a glimpse of them. I could swear that was the Cisco kid and his partner.
You must be seeing things, Barney.
No, that was them. I ain't nervous, Mose, you understand? But I'm counting on you and them guns of yours.
You almost catch up with the old Indians, Cisco.
Si. Been a long, hard pull for our horses, Pancho, but they made it. Keep your eyes open, so somebody may fire on us.
Pancho, be Pancho's eyes open, Cisco.
A little farther, Diablo. That is good. Hey, conductor!
Huh? Who's calling me?
Are you there in the cab?
Yeah. Well, Cisco, what in blazes you doing up here?
Light up to look at the view. You know?
Tell your engineer to stop this train, say your conductor.
Stop the train? What for?
Because you have lost the rear car, that is why.
Hey, Joe! Stop her! Stop her quick! You ain't joking, are you, sister?
I certainly am not joking. Might be better to say the rear car was lost for you.
See, the last car lost. Lost car last. What do I mean, anyway?
By Judas. It is gone, ain't it? And great Scott, the express was coming on behind us. We was to sidetrack at Valley River. And...
No harm was done, Senor Conductor.
Cisco get on the car, put on the brakes, and Cisco stopped the car.
It did, Cisco.
He did, Cisco.
I was lucky to be in time.
How did he get that car uncoupled?
That is just the question I want to ask the two coyotes who are back in one of those cars. Which car is Rankin on? On Dillon?
Rankin? Well, Cisco, you don't mean to say...
Which car are they on, Senor Conductor?
They was on the fifth car back, but...
Gracias.
That's the fifth car back, Cisco. Right ahead of us.
Hey. Rankin! Dillon! Come out of that car!
Santos!
Down, quick, behind these rocks.
Come on in and get us, Cisco!
Yeah, just try it.
If you do not come out of there, I'm going to send some bullets in to get you. And these bullets will go through the slats of that car like paper.
No, don't shoot! You'll kill my cattle.
If I start shooting, hombre, I will kill more than your cattle.
Dad, bring them out, Cisco.
I am going to count to three before I start shooting. One.
Easy, Cisco.
Two.
All right, don't shoot. We'll come out.
I dare you to stand up and shoot it out, Cisco. I dare you to.
Pancho, keep your eye on Rankin.
Sure, Cisco. Pancho, keep both eyes on Rankin.
Come on out from behind them rocks, Cisco. You ain't yellow.
Yo, Cisco, yellow, do yellow, bandito, do.
Quieto, Pancho.
Cisco, yellow.
I am coming out right now, coyote.
Now, Cisco.
Now, what are you going to do, Dillon? I understand you have quite a reputation as a gunfighter.
You'll find out.
Well, I'm willing to find out. Or is it that you talk a lot but do nothing to back up the talk?
Yeah, yellow, bandito, Cisco.
Go for your gun. No!
Cisco, do it again.
Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you? But you won't fight me bare fist.
All right, I'm waiting for you, Maverick.
You won't have to wait long.
You do mean business. But I do mean business. As you are about to find out.
I'll help you, Moose.
Here, Joe, get back, Joe.
Stand back, Pancho. Let him come in. I think I can make him sorry he did.
Get behind him, Barney.
Yeah. Oh, no. That will not work. First, I punch for you. Now, one for you. Then one on your jaw.
Ooh.
Finally, one on your jaw.
Oh.
Have nice dreams, hombres.
Yes, Cisco, I reckon you're the fightingest fool I ever saw in all my born days.
Gracias, Senor Conductor. Now that Pancho and I have these two hombres, you may proceed with your train if you wish.
Well, I see the express is deadhead and that cattle car ahead of it. I better wait and couple on again. But what are you going to do with them two?
Well, first we are going to take their guns.
Take their guns?
Then we are going to tie their arms in back of them.
Tie the arms in back of them.
And then we are going to make them walk ahead of us back to the town and the jail.
And the jail.
They face charges of assault with deadly weapons and intent to murder. The law will take care of them, Senor Conductor. Adios and good luck.
Sure, I'm obliged to you, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
We are only repaying an old debt, Señor John.
Yeah. It's nothing to stop a runaway car.
Nothing, huh?
No, nothing. When Pancho tells Cisco what to do, Cisco do it.
Si, Pancho.
Yeah, just like that. But I am obliged because I couldn't meet Rankin's competition.
You will not have to worry about that hombre for some years to come, Señor John.
Rankin in a strong jail. And so the other hombre.
And by the time he gets out of jail, you will be a power in the cattle business around here.
Well, I don't know. But if you're right, Cisco, I hope I'll always treat the other man right.
You will, senor. The dishonest men are far fewer than those who are honest. And you are honest. Well, until we see you again, Senor John, hasta la vista.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Now he rides out to help the marshal, no?
Si, amigo, to help the marshal.
What we do after that?
Well, we have no plans, Chico. What would you like to do then?
Pancho, like to go to see Big Maria.
Oh, Big Maria, huh? I thought it was about time for you to speak of Big Maria again.
Yeah, Big Maria.
Well, what is she doing these days, Pancho?
Oh, she's a dog, Cisco.
Oh, you mean she has a dog shop?
She's got a dog shop.
Well, is she doing well with the dog shop?
Oh, she do very well, Cisco. Big Maria, she's smarter than Pancho, see?
Oh? Well, how so, Pancho?
But, Senor, come in and say, Big Maria, I want a dog to guard my house.
He wanted a dog to guard his house, see?
So Big Maria sell him the biggest dog what she got.
And did the dog guard the senor's house?
No, Cisco. Burglars come in the house and take everything, and the big dog sleep.
Well, then I suppose the senor took the big dog back to Big Maria.
See, and the senor say, dog no good, Big Maria. Give me my monies back.
All that is very interesting, Pancho, but I do not see that it makes Big Maria very smart.
Yeah, very smart, because Big Maria not give the senor his monies back.
Then what did Big Maria do?
She sell him a little dog to wake up the big dog.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he so?
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.